Okay, so I want to finish off the topic that we've been doing the last few weeks, which is the issue of Kiddushin B'Chalipin. We've discussed various different positions, and we were discussing, we discussed Rashi and Tosis and Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban and so on, and now we're discussing Shitas HaRambam, which I'd like to put together across a couple of issues. So again, just to remind everybody what the background is. So the Gemara here on Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara originally said, Minyana Dereshna Lemutei Mai, Minyana Deseifa Lemutei Mai. Why does the Mishnah, right, why does it tell us the number? We're all capable of adding up the components. So obviously this is to exclude something. So the Gemara says about the Reisha, which is the Isha Niknes B'Gimel Drachim B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Bia, that it's L'Mu'utei Chuppa, that it's to exclude Chuppa as a candidate for the Eirusin. Then the Gemara says, L'Rav Huna Damar Chuppa Konim B'Kal V'Chomer, we discussed this a little bit already also, even though the main Gemara here is Haman Beis, that according to Rav Huna, who actually thinks that Chuppa is effective as Eirusin, according to him, and he derives this from a Kavachomer later on Heyamid Aleph, Heyamid Beis. So according to him, what does the Reisha come to exclude? So the Gemara says, Lemute Mai, Lemute Chalipin. It comes to exclude Chalipin. Then the Gemara says, why would you think that Chalipin would be an effective Kinyan and Kiddushin? The Gemara says, So Kedai Dechamina Ho V'Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron. Since the source of Kiddusha Kesef is Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron, that's the Limud. So, ma sada mekanya b'chalipin af ishanami mekanya b'chalipin. So one would think that just as a real estate deal can be properly accomplished by means of kinyan chalipin, so isha would be able to be acquired that way as well. Kamashmalan. Therefore, we're being told that this is not the case, l'mutei mai, l'mutei chalipin. And then the Gemara says, well, what really is wrong with that logic? Ve'ema hachanami, let us say this. So the Gemara says, chalipin is snai v'pachas m'shama pruta, v'isha v'pachas m'shama pruta, and the Rashi's girsa is lo mekanya nafsha. Since it's possible to accomplish the kinyan of chalipin with less than a pruta, so somehow that disqualifies kinyan chalipin, even l'mala mipruta, seemingly, right? Because isha pachas m'shama pruta lo mekanya nafsha. We spent a lot of time on Rashi and Tosis, the Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Yashar, different readings of Rashi, the Ramban, the Ritva, Tosa Rush. Discussed more about Rabbeinu Tam's own Shita. The last thing that we were discussing that I want to finish with now is Shita Saraba. So there are two things to know about the Rambam. The first is that in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam does not ever relate to this question. Since the Gemara discusses it explicitly in the Gemara, here, it's strange that the Rambam would omit it. He doesn't say anywhere that... Well, we know that the Rambam doesn't think that Chalipin works for Kiddushin, because he makes it very clear in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus that the only thing that does work is Bekesa, Pishtar, and Bebiya. That's already, you know, Perek Aleph, and Halacha Beis. The Likuchin Eilu Mitzvah Saseh, and they are accomplished by those three. That's clear. The question is, why doesn't the Rambam need also to exclude Chalipin in the same way that he excludes other things, particularly Matan Amanas Lahaksir?
He's only pointing to Madiyama, though. It's only according to Rahuna.
Oh, okay. So one possibility, it could be that the Rambam, in terms of the Gemara at least, that the Rambam will say that since the Rambam clearly doesn't think the Chuppah is Kona either, even though the Rifs may be Mistapek and Rabbeinu Chananel may hold that we do Paskin like Rav Huna, but certainly the Rambam doesn't Paskin like Rav Huna. So what you might say is that the Rambam, you know, felt that Chalipin isn't Shayach at all, and that, you know, Minyan of the Reisha, Lemute, Chuppah. That's very possible. It's still quite interesting, though, that he doesn't mention it because of the Gemara involved with base, which, to remind everybody, is where the Gemara says on Vav Mudeis that the Gemara speaks up Matan Amanas Lahachzir, right? And the Gemara notes that Matan Amanas Lahachzir works in Kol Torah Kula, meaning in all areas of Halacha, with one exception, and that is Ishus. The Gemara says here that Elam Aravashi, the Gemara originally thought otherwise. This is four lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara says Elam Aravashi Bekulukani, but Tanam Ras Lahachsir applies and is effective in all Kinyanim. That means the things that he was speaking about previously in this Gemara, which is a Dalad Minim, Pidgin Aben, a Trumos, right, Matana. Typically, if you give somebody a Matana Manas Lahachsir, that is an effective Kinyan, Kinyan Kasef. But the Gemara says, Bekula Kani Labar Mi Isha, with the exception of Isha, Lefi Shein Isha Niknis Bechalipin. Because since Isha cannot be Niknis Bechalipin, somehow that is relevant to Matana Manas Lahachsir as well. Okay. So this halacha, that Matana Manas Lahachsir is excluded from Kiddushin, which the Gemara says is linked to Chalipin, that the Rambam does codify, that we have here, but he does so in a very fascinating way, and that is in Perek Hey, Halacha Chaf Dalid. Here, that's on page 4, on the bottom of page 4, starting from line 36. Right, the Rambam says, or line 37. Right, Perek Hey Kosishas Halacha Dalid. The Rambam quotes this Gemara in Vav Med Beis and says, "Our Omelish Aret Mekadesh Asli B'Dinar Zeh Al Menach Shetachsireuli." A person gives a woman a dinar matana al menas lahachzir. So the Gemara says, "Eina Mekadeshes Beinich Zira Bein Lohich Zira." Whether she complies with the Tanai or not, either way, the Kiddushin will not be chal. Sheim Lohich Zira. So if she does not comply with the Tanai, in other words, it's the condition is that she return it and she refuses, and it's obvious, Harelo Niskaima Tanai, and therefore the Maisa is not Kayim. V'im Hichziraso, if she does, so then it would seemingly be fine. Nonetheless, the Rambam says, Harelo Nenes, V'lo Higia Liyada Klum. She doesn't derive sufficient, we'll add the word sufficient, benefit, and therefore, and either therefore or and lohigi aliyada klum, she didn't receive anything tangible. So the point is as follows: on Vomit base, the Gemara makes this equation. The Balitosis there, which we've talked about already, lishitasam, say that this equation is only a din rabbanan, and it's an invisible case of afkin rabbanan lekidushimine. Meaning, the Balitosis interpret the whole Gemara in Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, that the whole discussion in the Gemara is whether or not Chalipin is considered to be Kinyan Kesef, or it's some independent Kinyan. So if that's the case, what is our fifth Matana Manas Lahachsir? Everybody agrees that Matana Manas Lahachsir is a Kinyan Kesef, and called Torah Kula. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Right? The Gemara says that it works in Trumas, it works in Pidgin Aben, it works in Dalad Minim. It only doesn't work in Lulav because of Chalipin. But according to Balitosis, that line in the Gemara makes absolutely no sense if you read it kipshuto. Because the only reason that Chalipin doesn't work in Kiddushin is because it's not Kesef, and we only have a limud for Kesef, for Shtar, and for Bia. So it's excluded from Kesef, and therefore it does. But what does that fit with Matana Manas Lahachzir, which is Kesef? Which is why, without announcing it, I'm reconstructing a little bit. The Balitosis just asked the question. They say, well, we'll look at it one more time, just for a second. They just say, like, what does this Gemara even mean? Bim Tomar, Bimai Damu L'Chalipin. They could have asked, could have added, given the way we understood Chalipin, which is that the problem is that it's not Kesef, what does this have to do with anything? But even independently, they're asking, why does it even superficially resemble Chalipin? Imishum Chalipin Hadri, if the reason is because typically Chalipin is returned, right? Habachalipin Gufayu Amar bin Nadarim bin Parakashud from Ditafa Slomit Fasi. But the Gemara seems to conclude in Masachet Nadarim that even though that's typically what is done, if the fellow insists on keeping the Sudar, he is within his rights. Now I should add that the Chachmei Sfarad, meaning the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran, most of them think that when the Gemara says that in the Darim, that's only a Dechia Bialma. But that really, Lahalacha, we do insist that the Sudar be returned. But the Balitosis take the Gemara Kipshuto. They say the Gemara seems to conclude that you could keep it if you want. So it's not Matana Menas L'Hachzir, and Matana Menas L'Hachzir is not Chalipin, because this is the invisible part of Tosis, because according to Tosis, Chalipin is a perfectly good Kenyan, it's just not Keseth. But Matana Menas L'Hachzir is Keseth. So what does the Gemara even mean? So the Gemara says, the Tosis says, V'nira L'Rid, L'Av Chalipin Hu, it really isn't Chalipin in substance at all. Umidrabanan hu, d'lo have a kiddushin. This is a dindrabanan. Lefisha derecha olam lachsar chalipin, v'hani kein chalipin dami, v'asil emeimar isha niknas b'chalipin, hukachaf kinrabanan lekiddushin mina. Okay? So basically, a very radical reading of the Gemara. But again, as we've said many times, this is a radical reading of the pshat of the Gemara, namely to say this is drabanan, to say it's afkeinhu. But it's not so radical when you consider the other evidence, which is that according to Bali Tosis's worldview, Chalipin and Matana Menas L'Hachzir have nothing to do with each other. So that's the only way to read the Gemara. So if you read the Gemara that way, fine. But many of the Rishonim read the Gemara that the Gemara is really equating Chalipin and Matana Menas L'Hachzir. And if that's the case, it's curious that the Rambam does quote the Din of Matana Menas L'Hachzir, but instead of saying that the reason that it's no good, and it doesn't sound like the Rambam thinks that this is a Din Rabbanan at all, Afginu probably is something the Rambam doesn't even believe in, but certainly doesn't say that it's Drabanan or Afginu. It sounds like it's a Din Daraisa. It sounds like the Rambam came up with a new idea here, what we've been calling Kesef Shalhana, what Revelvel calls Kesef Shalhana, what the Avnei Miluim calls Kesef Shalhana, what the Rambam says about a Milva, which we'll talk about, you know, not now, but maybe in a couple of weeks, Mekadesh B'Milva Eina Mekudeshes. The Rambam also uses the same phrase, namely, that the problem is a problem of lohigia liyada, right, hana'a, or lohigia be'en biyada, which creates hana'a. So what is going on? The Rambam obviously thinks this is a fundamental halacha, and the question is, what happened to the Gemara's explanation, which is the connection to Chalipin? But what's fascinating is that the Rambam does quote that, and he never quotes Chalipin. So the Ran and other of the Chachmei Sfarad just project on the Rambam that the Rambam is saying that this is all one and the same. That's when they quote this Rambam about Matana Menas L'Hachzir, they say, yeah, Dubi de Chalipin, and that's why Chalipin is no good because it's not Kesef Shalhana. But the point I'm trying to make is that that is all fine and good, except the Rambam never said it. The Rambam never speaks about Chalipin in all of Hilchos Ishos. So, even though, again, to explain the Gemara L'mutei Mai, you know, Lemute Chalipin, we might want to say, well, the Rambam doesn't need that Gemara because he paskens like Rav Huna, he paskens against Rav Huna, but it's still curious that the Gemara that links Matana Menas L'Hachzir and Chalipin, and he does quote Matana Menas L'Hachzir, and he doesn't quote Chalipin. Now, there are two ways to go in the Rambam. One is to say that the words that he does, you know, project, which is that there's no Hana, and there's no, you know, Lohigi Eliyada, right, that is another way of saying that's what's common with the problem of Chalipin, and maybe that is true. Or that the Rambam felt that the halacha of Matana Menas L'Hachzir, Doraisa, being excluded in Ishus is correct, and that it's consistent with this requirement of Ishus, that you require not only Kesef, but Kesef Shalhana. But he still thinks that Chalipin is beside the point. Chalipin is excluded for a more fundamental reason, one which doesn't even need to be stated.
Can you explain, what just the Pashpashat in the Rambam,
yeah,
when he says that it's lo giliyado klum, liyado klum, so if she got an esrog, which is worth $1,000, so she has to return it, she just saved herself from not spending $1,000 for that esrog, why isn't that...
Right, so that's what we're...
Why
that's what
that,
we're trying to explain, that...
Just Pashpashat, what does he mean?
According to the Rambam, it seems like Kiddushin, unlike other Kesefs, in other words, in Pidgin Aben and in Dalad Minim, and if you need Lachem in Dalad Minim, right? Pidgin Aben, in Trumos, in Dine Mamanis, that would be considered proper Kesef. This is the Rambam's way of saying, and the point is that he says it explicitly by Mekadesh B'Milva too. He says it implicitly, this is Rav Velvel's Ha'ara, in the last letter in the Chiddush HaGriz. When it comes to the Gemara's on Dov Zayin and Amud Aleph, speak about being Mekadesh through the mechanism of Arev or Evet Knani, right? Tein man leploni v'akadesh ani lach. She says, extend a loan to this person on my say-so, or, you know, in my guarantor, me as a guarantor, and with that, I will marry you. So the Rambam says in both those cases, what we call Evet Knani and Arev, the Rambam says that you're Mekadesh with the Hana. He says, Bahi Hana, that he listens to her, that he listens to her. She gets so much Hana that she's Miskadesh with that. What Ravelva points out is that the Rambam has Evet Knani, and he has Arev in other places, right? In Hilchos, Mechira, and so on. But there he doesn't say that the Hahiyana is the Mechayev, that's the basis of the Kenyan. So Ravelva doesn't quote Matan Rasal Hachzer, he just says that you see that the Rambam believes that in Hilchos Ishus, in addition to formal, we'll be discussing this more going forward, in addition to formal kesef, you need a kesef, the way I'm explaining it is, a kesef which has an added dimension in that it conveys kavod by means of hana. In other words, where it isn't just formally, like, I have $1,000 esrog, but I'm going to have to give it back. Right? So, I get this beautiful tapestry, for 2 weeks, but I have to give it back. For kesef kiddushin, you need something which is a little more unequivocally hana. That's what the Rambam is saying. There's a higher standard of hana. Now the question is why? I think that the answer goes back to the very beginning, and that is Aisha Niknes. The Rambam thinks that kinyan kiddushin is not to, in order to technicalize, to make more, in other words, more legal only the relationship, but it's to add a sense of commitment and security, but even more so a sense of respect, and to instill that in the Ishus. And for that, the Rambam thinks you also need Kesef Shalhana. And that's the consistent pattern. Yeah?
There's a Matona Manas Lahaksu. Somebody gives a Matona of $100.
Mm-hmm.
That person can invest in the stock market and walk out of
a
millionaire.
And then by the time you keep...
And return $100 a week later.
Right.
So,
and he could also, a week later when it's due, it could also be worth $80.
Oh, that's true, but if it's worth $1,000.
Right, but it's good that you're optimistic.
Why isn't that the Kedushan off?
What?
Why isn't
that? No, because what we're saying, we're not suggesting that you don't get some benefit from it. We're trying to explain that Kesef Shalhana is a qualitative, not a quantitative measure. It's not, again, in Al-Pidin, it certainly is Kesef. Because it works for Kesef in every other area of Halacha. Right? And it's fascinating that this Gemara, which, according to Bali Tosis, is a Din D'Rabbanan and Afkinu. So the fact that you don't need a Makar is fine. But according to the Rishonim, who think that this Gemara is Daraisa, and it's the one exception from Matana Manas L'Hachzir, it's just fascinating that you don't even need a Limud. So the answer seems to be, for the Rambam Udi'ime, that, this is just consistent with what it means for there to be Kedushe Kesa. So it's not the amount that it is. We know about the amounts. It's a pruta. You know, it's way more than a pruta, probably. But the fact, relative to what it could be, is what we're really trying to say. I could give you this tapestry and you could keep it. Right? I could give you, this pen or this watch, and you could keep it. It's like a second, it's like a begrudging, in a way, it's like a begrudging kesef. This begrudging kesef is worth more than an irrevocable gift of a pruta, because this is a Picasso, I forget about Picasso, a Van Gogh, right? Right? The answer is relative to what I'm guessing. Not guessing. I'm speculating, hopefully intelligently. Relative to what it could be, though, right? There is something ambivalent, let's say, in this Nesinas Kesef Kiddushin. And here, in Kiddushin, we require Kesef Shalana. That's the idea. Anyway, getting back to the Rambam. So what I'd like to say for the Rambam is, two things. Number one, he just may mean this idea. And again, you know, based on the Ramban, when the Ramban tried to explain, like, what is the connection between chalipin, right, and matana menas lachzir. So one of the things that he said is that, you know, again, chalipin is nayu b'pakas mishav pruta. That's also, again, if I give you a chalipin which is worth $1,000, $1,000,000, $10, right? So what if it's a snayu b'pakas mishav pruta? Forget about Bali Tosis, who say it's not Kenyan Kesa. Let's assume it is a Kenyan. Let's say it's sufficiently under the rubric of Kesa. Right? The answer is, Rashi says, to explain Rashi, Gnai Hula. So, again, the way Tosis read Rashi in a very radical way. They thought that Rashi was talking about every Kiddushin Pakas Miprut. And we talked about that already. But the Pashtus, right, what Rashi was saying, is Rashi's trying to explain, if I give you a watch, which is worth $100 for Kiddushin, right? If I give it Bederech Chalipin, it's not going to work because I could have done the same Kinyan Chalipin, right, with something less than a Pruta. Okay? So, and therefore Gnaihula. So the Ramban interprets, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but clearly he's working with the Rambam. The Ramban says because the very fact that it's nayu b'pakas mishava pruta means it's not kesef shalana. In the same way that matano menas lahachzir is not kesef shalana. Ma'inyan matano menas lahachzir is nayu. The answer is, if you ask me, in my explanation, in both cases, what you're doing is you're giving something in a way in which there's a cloud over this gift, not the amount, not the quantity. Because in both cases, you're giving. If I give you my watch for chalipin and it's worth $1,000, that's better than giving you a pruta. I'm sure most of women would want to take that more than the other. However, the point is, in terms of the formal kinyan, I could have given you a bobby pin. You know, so it's not a respectful kind of a kinyan, or it's matano menas lahachzir. Okay, so what approach in Rambam would be to interpret like the Rishonim did, which is that, you know, even though he doesn't mention Chalipin, right, since he does mention Matana Menas Lahachzir and interprets it in this way, so, and the Gemara says that that's based on the link, or either the link or the common denominator between the two of them, right? So that's what he meant. That's fine. I think, however, that there is another point in the Rambam. And that is as follows. A double point. Overlapping points. Number one, let's not forget that of all Rishonim, right, the Rambam, more than anyone, is the one who emphasizes the special role that Kinyan has in Ishus. Right? Right in the beginning of Pachas Ishus, as we've discussed. Kivin Shenitna Torah Misinai, what do they introduce? Kinyan, right? Bederach Kinyan, Lifnei Chuppah, Bifnei Eidim, right? Three elements. Number one, a kinyan. Number two, a splitting of Erusin and Nisuin. And number three, Eidekin. So for the Rambam, that first word in Masachet, or second word, in Masachet Kiddushin, in the Mishnah, Ha'isha Niknes, right, is a very important word. And as we discussed, when the Rambam speaks about Pilegesh, the Rambam's famous Shita in Pilegesh is that only a Melech has Pilegesh. Everybody else, it's Kadesha, basically. It's Asur. And then when he explains why, he explains because only in the case of a Melech can a Pilegesh be considered a kind of a Kinyan. Because of the way Rabbi Yona explains it. Because of Emas HaMelech, whatever it is. Meaning, for anybody else, it would be a non-legal relationship. Albeit, maybe not a trivial one. Right? For the Rambam, what Rambam's saying is, a melech's pilegesh is a kind of a yichad lala kinyan. That's that word again, kinyan. Okay? So the point is that for the Rambam, the hagdara of Erusin basically is that it be a maisa kinyan. And because that is the case, maybe it's not enough to have a chalos kinyan. You need a maisa kinyan. It's part of the hagdara of what kiddushin is. And if that's the case, then we have to ask ourselves, is Chalipin a proper Maisa Kinyan? Ah, so what do I mean by that? This is the second point. The first point is the point that we just made, which is a Hilchos Ishos point. The second point is a what is the Rambam's view of Kinyan Sudar generally? So last week, I started going through some of the Rambams, and we noted the following. In Perek Hay of Hilchos Mechira, right, the Rambam notes what the Gemara implicitly establishes, and that is that the word Kinyan, Stam Kinyan, means Sudar. It's interesting that the Rambam mentions that, right, in the same moment that he mentions that it can be, here, let's look here at Perek Hay, Halacha Hay, that it can be applied to all sorts of genre of Kinyanim. Hakarkos, this is on page 5, on the top. Hakarkos, Avodim, Abehema, Sharkol, and Metalkolim, Kol Echad Mehem Nikna B'chalipin, V'hu Hanikra Kinyan. So when he says V'hu Hanikra Kinyan, that's a coincidence. He's just, you know, stuffing more, you know, Ha'aros into one halacha, maybe. But look, it's just an interesting juxtaposition. He's telling you, right, even though typically different things are acquired in different ways, Lo hare derech kinyan metaltlin kederech kinyan karka and kederech kinyan behema. But when it comes to sudar or chalipin, hakakos avodim abehema v'shar kol metaltlin kol echad mem nikna b'chalipin. And then he says v'hu hanikra kinyan. So what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam is trying to explain, or at least it's not a coincidence that he's putting these two things together. What he's saying is kinyan sudar is the universal, ubiquitous, uniform kinyan. Right? Again, we talked about this a little bit last week also. The Bali Tosis asked, I mentioned two things in the Bali Tosis. Number one, Tosis asked the question, based on the Gemara in Bechoros, Tosis says, what do you mean? It sounds like the Gemara thinks that Stei Ephron could have been Nikna al Yidei Chalipin. A non-Jew doesn't have Chalipin. How do you know? Tosis says, because the Gemara in Bechoros seems to say that whatever kinyanim a Jew has are mutually exclusive to the kinyanim of a non-Jew. That's what Tosas asks. So Tosas says, oh yeah, that's true, but of course, you understand that that's true with the exception of Chalipin. He doesn't say why, he just says it is. That's one comment in Tosas, very curious. Then Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, right, this, I'm going to contrast it with Rabbeinu Tam, ask the question, when the Mishnah later on says that Karka is Niknes, Bekesef, Bishtar, Bechazaka, right, so where's the Chalipin? So Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, the Chalipin, that's part of the Kesef, which is a problem in its own right, because the Bali Tosis and Gimel Min Aleph seem to be saying Lamaskona that it's not Kesef. But okay. But the other Rishonim, the Talmud Arajba, Tosis Toch, others, their answer to the question is, oh, we wouldn't expect Chalipin to be in the Mishnah of Kinyani Karka, because the Mishnah of Kinyani Karka is very specific to Karka, to real estate. Chalipin works in Karka, but Chalipin works everywhere. It works in Metaltlin, it works in Behema. It's the universal Kinyan. So of course it works in Karka, but it doesn't need to be confined by that Mishnah. Right? So what is going on with that? I mean, what does that even mean? Right? Now again, it is true that the Gemara calls it Kinyan. So the Sma in Shulchan Aruch also, just in the Prish actually, in, on the tour, he asks this question. He says, how come Kinyan Sudar is considered the Stam Kinyan? Is that because it's the most frequently used? Is that because of something more than that? Right? An interesting issue. Oh. So that's number one. Number two is the fact that, as we've noted a few times, the Rambam explains two mistakes that people make, right? One is, Halacha Yud Aleph, line 19, Yesh Dvarim Harbis She'enin Srifin Kinyan Ve'en L'Kinyan Behem Tam, right? Then Halacha Yud Beis, Nogu Rova Mekomos L'Haknos L'Miktas Ha'ilu Advarim O'Kiyetsu Be'ilu Ve'omrim Ve'kaninu, etc., right? And then number 13, then Halacha Yud Gimel, line 25, Kinyan Zeh Shenagu L'Haknos Be'elu Advarim Eino Mol Klum. And then Halacha Yud Aled, line 28. Hadvarim shein bohem mamish shein akinyan moa bohem keitzad, and so on. What's going on? The Rambam is telling us you should know people throw in kinyan sudar when they don't need to. Right? When you want to sell your chametz through the rabbi, you don't have to necessarily make a kinyan sudar with him. He could be your shliach. People, for some reason, think that shlichus needs a kinyan sudar. That's one of the examples the Rambam gives. Not the chametz part, but the shlichus part. So, you don't need it. People throw it in where you don't need it. They also make the opposite mistake. They think that kinyan sudar works in cases which are really dvarim, what the Gemara calls dvarim, bialma, and it doesn't. So I'm just asking a simple question. Is the Rambam just, you know, pragmatically precluding errors that people make? Or is there something about these errors that have, you know, a ring, they resonate in an accurate way? I mean, they're wrong what the people do, but they're not so wrong. Like, there's a reason for these mistakes. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is as follows. We'll take one more. Look at Perek Hey, Halacha Tes, and we're going to move to the Raibid for a minute. The Rambam says, Zeh Kinyan, right? Einat Tzarech Lios Bifnei Eid. Kinyan Sudar does not need the presence of witnesses, otherwise known as Eid Ekiyum. Ella, Im Hoya Beino Bein Chaveiro, Kona. If this Kinyan was made, right, just, you know, between the two parties, right, that would be fine. Shelo Tzricha Torah Eidim Bedine Mamanis El Kofer. That's a line in the Gemara in Kedushin, right, which says, Lo Ibri Sahadi, right, Ella Lashakri. You only need Eidus, at least in Dine Mamanis, right, to make sure that people don't lie. And if people are honest and they admit what happened, then you don't need witnesses. So that's what the Rambam is saying here also. Lo Tzricha Torah Eidim Bedine Mamanis El Kofer. Any monetary transaction, per se, right, other than to verify in the case of a dispute, but per se does not require the validation, we'll call it, of Eidim. The kivan shekona hakona b'derech echad min adrachim shekona b'hem, and as soon as a proper kinyan is made, Bain b'hagba, bain b'mashicha, bain b'mesira, bain b'kinyan, bain b'kesef, bain b'shtar, o b'chazaka, kana, afa b'shein shamedim. But isn't it interesting, why did the Rambam have to tell you this halacha? He then applies it to everything. Why does he begin to tell you this halacha only by kinyan sudar? The answer is because the Gemara, in numerous places, seems to give the impression, right, kinyan b'fnei shnayim, the ein tzarech lomar ksovu. That's the Gemara's Baal Basra Mem, Daf Mem, and a few other Gemaras like it. The Gemara seems to say Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. So already the Baal Tosas in a few places, in Baal Metzia, in Baal Basra, in Ksuvis, Baal Tosas feel Sanhedrin, Avav, actually we had it last year, the Baal Tosas feel the need to tell you, by the way, don't they make the mistake that some people made based on the language of the Gemara, namely that you need a Kinyan Sudar, I'm sorry, that a Kinyan Sudar needs 8 AQ. It's wrong. Obviously the Rambam feels the same need, probably based on the same Gemaras. But just to drive it home further, that's what the Ravid is quoting as a real Shita. Not his own, but Om Ravram, Ein Hakol Modim B'Kinyan. Meaning there were people, and if you look at the Ravid in Shidduch Kubet says, in Baal Basra, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, on that Gemara, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, Vein Tzarech Lomar Ksovu. So the Ravid says, yeah, there are people who think that a Kinyan Sudar requires Eid Ekiyum. Of all Kinyanim in the world, why would only Kinyan Sudar require Eid Ekiyum? Now, where's the proof text? Where's the Makar? Okay, it's those Gemaras, but that just pushes the question, you know, back one level. But why should it be true? I mean, why would it be? No one thinks that kesef, that chazaka, that hagba'a, that meshicha, no one thinks that they require eid ekiyum. There's only a few, you know, rishonim here or there who think that this may be true, but only about chalipa. Why?
Because
So the answer seems to be because, basically, if you look objectively at how chalipin works, right, there doesn't seem to be, again, we talked about the fact, some Rishonim think it's a kind of a kesef, others think it's a kind of a barter, or a symbolic barter. And a case can be made for both of those. But equally, or even more compellingly, it doesn't really seem like we're dealing with an exchange at all. And I think I mentioned last week already that the Meiri, you know, if you're looking for it, seems to have interpreted Rav's, there's a debate in the Gemara between Rav and Levi, right? The Gemara b'Metzia.mem Zayin, whether Chalipin is done b'Kelev Shel Koneh or b'Kelev Shel Makneh. Now again, Kelev Shel Koneh is what we would expect, right? I want Shimon to sell me his field. I've got to give Shimon something, you know, first, quid pro quo. I've got to give him my watch in order for him to give me his field. Or if I want his donkey, I have to give him my cow, right? So there are two questions. One is, how would you explain Levi, who says Kelev Shel Makneh? And the Gemara itself, we read it last week, the Gemara itself is troubled by it. The Gemara says, what is Levi saying? Is that like a you know, kind of a backwards Kinyan Agav? Agav means, I want to sell metaltalin, right? So, and I'm selling real estate anyway, so I can throw in the metaltalin into the deal on the karka. Agav. Literally means on the back of. But we never find the other way, that you can acquire real estate, you know, on the back of a kinyan on metaltalin. So the Gemara says, like, how does it work? So the Gemara ends up saying something very vague about Bahi Ano, which we'll get back to. So Levi's whole shita defies any exchange idea, whether it's kesef or barter or whatever. It just, unless you think that it's the hana of Adam Chashuv, which is how some Rishonim understood it, but then it's strange because some Rishonim say, what's that? Number one, it should be limited to Adam Chashuv. That's one question. So they try to answer by saying, you know what, maybe in Kiddushin, you know, where you need a pruta, so you need an Adam Chashuv. But since, Kone B'kli, Afa B'Shem, B'Shem pruta, so even the Hana of a non-Adam Chashuv. That's how some of the Ixos speaks about that. Really, you know, the Rishonim already have that suggestion. But then at least it shouldn't have been only Kelev Shel Makneh. It should have been also or even Kelev Shel Makneh, Kol Shekein Kelev Shel Koneh, because then the real idea would be quid pro quo. It would be an exchange. If I could even exchange Hana, and even Hana less than a pruta, and so on. By the way, it's also Chiddush to think that you can have Hana less than a pruta, not just Kli less than a pruta. The question is, why does Kli less than a pruta even work, which we'll get back to. But hopefully today. But, I'm just trying to show that Levi's whole perspective is very, very problematic. All right, you could say, we don't paskin like Levi, right? So that's a reprieve. You know, we'd for sure like to understand what he says, but maybe he has some different idea. But we paskin like Rav, so we really need to know what Rav thinks about this Kenya, right? Oh, so in the Gemara, you would have expected that the explanation for Rav be pretty succinct and pretty straightforward. Namely, if I want you to give me your field, then I have to give you my cow, or my watch, or whatever. Whether it's actual, you know, shava b'shava, or some sort of a symbolic exchange. Instead, the Gemara has this whole very lengthy sentence that says, like, it the nichale le makne, the nichale le kone, she yikne le makne, ki heche de ligmar mine, or something like that. That's a very, very long sentence. You know, in Latin, again, you could just say quid pro quo. In English or Hebrew, you know, it wouldn't take more than 3 to 5 words, you know, to say that, you know, you want to be machlif. What's that long sentence? The Meiri understood it as something real. I understood it as something real. So maybe the pshat is, there's no presumption, there's no projection that there's an exchange in the case of Kinyan Sudar. Chalipin, for now we're treating Chalipin and Sudar the same. There might be a difference between Shava B'Shava, Shava Sheni B'Shava. This, of course, what I'm saying is certainly better in what we call Sudar, but let's leave that distinction alone for now. The point is that there's no projection that there's a quid pro quo in their exchange. What we're really trying to do is we're trying to tap in to the most elemental aspect of a kinyan. What is the most elemental aspect of a kinyan? Gemirus das. Just that typically, if I just, you know, concentrate and commit, right, that it's too subjective and it's too amorphous. I need to somehow objectify my gemirus das. I mean, I have to externalize it and get it out there, right? And I need to legalize it. I mean, I need to put it in a legal framework so it isn't simply dvarim bialma. That's where the Rambam, by counting the people's errors, you know, I think plays such an important role. Because I think what the Rambam was saying was not that they're totally off. Right? People think that, you know, that kinyan suda is going to help them even when they don't need it. And people think kinyan suda is going to help them when it can't help them. Right? Why? Because they understand instinctively, correctly, even though they're applying it wrongly, that the yisod of kinyan sudar is this elemental idea of commitment, of ischayvus, of dasa ischayv, to use Reb Chaim's term for kinyan sudar. So they think, you know, if I'm going to make him my shliach, you know, and I'm really serious about it, maybe you need a kinyan sudar, maybe you have to be ischayv that his actions accrue to me. And if I want to, you know, make some sort of commitment, even in, you know, there are certain things I'll commit to, and the Gemara is going to, the halacha is going to say, you know what, that it's a promise, but it's not, it's dvar b'yalma. It doesn't have enough of a legal weight, right? Being, you know, cholek beruchos in your partnership, it's too amorphous. It's too amorphous. But they're not wrong. So that's why, getting back to the Raibid for a second, how could there be a view that only kinyan sudar of all kinyanim requires any key? So we've discussed many, many times over the years, but and even this year, that Reb Chaim understood Eidei Kiyum as something which reflects a higher level of commitment. When you create something, right, based on Das HaMeschayev, not simply Das Makne. For example, you want to create Ishus. Because Ishus isn't just a marriage, it's a whole new world. It's a whole chalos of Ishus, meaning it's, you know, it's heterasius ish. It's Isra Eshashish, it's Krovim, right? I've always tried to explain. That's the idea of Chav Lachrini, right? Meaning it affects other people. So that's why you need Eidei Kiyum. So the idea was that of all Kinyanim and Dini Mamanis, the one that is triggered by Hischaivos, by Dasa Mischaiv, is the one that needs to be formalized and solemnized and legalized, and which requires a higher level of commitment. That's the one that requires Eidei Kiyum. Now, the Raivin himself doesn't hold that way. He says, Ein akol modim bazeh, but he himself, as we'll see, seems to go in another direction. Even the Rambam doesn't hold that shita, but he does need to preclude it. Right? So now, getting back to the Tosas and the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosas Toch and all those and the Prisha, all of whom were pointing out that, and my comment to the Rambam, why is Kinyan... Why is Stam Kinyan Sudar? Is that just it could have been a coincidence. You could just say it's the most flexible, it's the most ubiquitous. Lemaisa, conventionally, people use it the most. Maybe that's all true, right? But maybe it's more than that. What we're really saying is the quintessential, right, component of every Kinyan is the Das HaMeschayev. So when you say Kinyan, and you're talking about the Kinyan, right, which accentuates that part. And that's why in the Gemara in Bechoros, which says that kinyanei of a Jew and kinyanim of a non-Jew are mutually exclusive, and then Tosa says, yeah, with one exception, of course, kinyan sudar. It's not just that Tosa had a question, you know, and then they were struggling to give an answer. What they meant was, of course, when you talk about Meshicha and Kesef and Hagbah, and so on. So maybe the perspective of a Jewish Kenyan and a non-Jewish Kenyan are different. But when it comes to this elemental idea, you know, about the component, not everybody agrees with Bali Tosas either, by the way, that non-Jews have Kenyan Chalip. But whatever. That's, at least now we understand the point. It's not an arbitrary answer, an arbitrary exception. What we're saying is, chalipin is a uniform and universal and elemental, for the same reason that stam kinyan, it's the reason, it's the exception to that rule of mutual exclusivity. And then getting back to the answer about karka, we wanted the Rishonim to ask, Rabbeinu Tam and others, that the Mishnah says, karka is niknes be kesef shtar be chazaka. What happened to chalipin? Right? So their answer is, not Rabbeinu Tam's answer, but the other ones, they say, no, it's because it's not betoras karka, it's betoras kinyan. That applies to everywhere. It applies, it's the universal kinyan, so of course it applies to karka. But what the Mishnah is describing is not the universal kinyan that also applies to karka, but kinyan and karka. Right? So that's exactly what we're talking about. That's the elemental, what I call the elemental aspect. So, this is works very beautifully. This is where a Chaim comes in.
Could you
in the Rambam.
An example of a kinyan for a goy?
A what?
What does it mean that if the goyim want to make a mashiach and they're
trans? The Gemara there discusses is a kesef and mashiach.
What?
The Gemara there discusses the question of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, Dvar Torah Mos Konos, or you need Mashiach.
Right.
So they want to say that whatever is true for, whatever works for a Jew, the other one is the one that works for a non-Jew. But the same one doesn't work. You look it up. It's the Gemara there.
Mashiach would be the word for boy?
So that's the discussion of the Gemara there. It depends on how you hold in that. Look it up in the, that's the Gemara in Bechor,
so
you'd give them
an yeah, so Mashiach works for a boy, so why can't Kinyan work for a boy?
No. What they're saying is whatever works for a Jew, Doraisa, does not work for a non-Jew. That's a limud based on the Gemara B'choros. Tosis, you just look at the line in question, just very quickly. I don't want to read it last time, so I don't want to. Six lines up from the bottom of the page, in the middle of the line.
Yeah, I just don't understand what it means.
Yeah, I'm explaining. Tell me, Tanelef mi Stei Ephron, Shetik Nisha B'Chalipin. How could you even learn Chalipin from Stei Ephron? Vos Stei Ephron Gufalo Mikne B'Chalipin. Chalipin doesn't work for a non-Jew. How do you know that? The yichud kinyanim that a Jew has and that a non-Jew are they're mutually exclusive. The Gemara there talks about Mashiach and Kesef and so on. So then Tosa says, V'yishlomar, Dahainu levar michalipin, Du midyishrol b'chada, V'ochikar, midyishrol b'chada, Kinyan chadash, bar michalipin, Shehem b'shneim. The exception is chalipin. Okay, anyways, so look now for a minute at the Rambam in Perek Chof Tes, Avichus Mechira Halacha Ches. That's the next page, that's page 6. Okay? The Rambam says, Botkim Besakatan. Oh, okay, actually, yeah. Actually, really, Halacha. Okay. The Ram is talking about katan, right? And his what can you mean? Fishyeshu katan chacham benavon shodeavu ben sheva veishachar shafil. This is, you know, peutos and gemara and gittin samachalin veishachar afilu ben yud gimel eni yodebativ maso matan katan yodebativ maso matan shein lapatroplus shenasav enasav bemetaltalin. Okay, the Ram has a whole analysis here, and then just look for halakha test for a minute. The chenim konu miyara katan, kinyan sudar, right? From a katan, o hasachir mekoma metaltan, v'chazer balo kanalo, keach shem otzim bide hakatan bedin, v'ein kinyan miyara katan klum, shak kinyan bishtar, v'ein oedim chos milal shtar shal adam gadol. Very, very difficult Rambam. So I'm going to explain in just a second. Basically, the Rambam says that there's no kinyan sudar from a katan, even if he has other kinyanim, and he explains it by saying, right, ain't kinyan miyara katan klum, right? This is a strong language. Not that it doesn't work; it's nothing. And then he says shakinyan bishtar. A kinyan is with a shtar. What does that mean? And therefore, that's part of the explanation of the exclusion of a katan. What does it mean? The Ravid, before we get to what it means, the Ravid, in the end of Halacha Ches, this way its position, disagrees. First he disagrees about a few things. Yeah. The chain, the second to the one line up, the chainim kana hu bekinyan kana, he disagrees about katan, shamakna makna lo kol kinyano vena chozerbo, aval im, go earlier. Hasan is arriving. Katan yodea kamo should be on. Amar Ramani omar shakatan ein lo mechila, that's about the ona, kino minu yasmi labene mechila, ninu vechain ani omar shim hiknu bekinyan Kanu shakini lagara mea kesef, vehu kesef atzmo, mahu maisa de gittin. Right, the shadale mara kumta v'amar kni, hakani v'kni nashe chatzegamari nashaleach. So what does the rabbi say? I disagree with the Rambam about the ein konim kinyan sudar mekatan. That's wrong, right? And the language, of course, is fascinating. Shakini lagara mea kesef, vehu kesef atzmo. That's itself strange, logar mikas. But maybe, remember we said for Rabbeinu Tam, you know, again, Tosis's habamina in our Gemara was that the reason that the Gemara thought Khalipin might work in Kiddushin is because it's kes, it's a form of kesef. And then the Kamash Malan is that it's not a form of kesef because it's nayo b'pachas mipruta. Then Rabbeinu Tam said, but it doesn't need to be separate in the Mishnah in Chavav about karka because it's included in the kesef. So which is it? The Ravid also, basically, you know, seems to have this interesting view that Khalipin is connected to Kesef. Logarmi Kesef, Vahu Kesef. Fine. He disagrees with the Rambam. The same argument we find, this is Yadua, in Perakei Hukasavadim, Halacha Gimel, the last piece here, right? The Rambam says, Ketzad Ishtar Kosev Al Nior Lacheres Sariyat Ben Chorin Rachel Atzmech Eli Esek Bach Kinko Tzbeb Binyan Zeh Zehu Gufa Shul Get Shechror Mosel Ishtar Bifnei Shne Edim O Shaya Edim Chasumim Bo Masro Ben Olam Eino Yotzal Lacheres Sariyat Gitov Yad Abayin Keachar Amelo Shalom Tzav. Do I have it here? One second. And etc. Yeah. Apa Bisha Kono Miyado Adayin Lo Nishtachor Sheena Eved Yotzal Lacheres Ala Bekesef O Bishtar Barash Eivarim. So the Rambam says that because the only thing that works in Eved is Kesef Shtar and Rashi Evar. Kin and Suter doesn't work. Ravid says, Ravram Davar Zayn Mechuvar, Shakin and Areu Kekesef, Meu Maisa de Kosem Gemara, Meu Maisa de Kumta, Shinolak Rab Shimon Shakos Kesef Gomerbo. And once again, he uses this expression, Ke Kinyan Harehu. There he said, Kinyan Logar Mikasef, Ahareu Kasef. Here he says, Kinyan Ahareu Kikasef. Right? What's this argument about? Moreover, what does the reference about the Shtar? Right, what does the Rambam say? Look back in Halakha Tess again. Sha Kinyan Bishtar, Ve'eno Edom Chosmim Elal Shtar Shalodom Gadol. What does he even mean? So what it means is clear. The question is, does it make things better or worse? In the end, it's going to make things better. What does it mean? The Gemara says in Bava Basra, I mentioned it before, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, right? The Ein Tzarech Lomar Ksov. So we already talked about the significance of that language, right? The people who think that there is a requirement of Eidei Kiyum in Kinyan Sudra comes partially from that Gemara, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, right? But forget about that for a moment. Kinyan bifnei shnayim, right? Ve'ein tzarech lo mar ksova. What does that mean? What it means is if two witnesses are present during a transaction, right? So if the transaction was through meshicha or hagva or kesef, right, or whatever. They don't have the right automatically to produce a contract. Default, that they can just do that. Only if it's, if only, Shtaraya I'm talking about, only if the Mischayev tells them to produce a contract, says, you know what, I'm committed to this deal, I don't mind if there's a paper trail. I'm happy to give him evidence of the purchase, write up a contract. But if he doesn't say write up a contract, default, there's no contract. The Bali Tosa say, well, what's the big deal? What does he have to hide? What about transparency and blah, 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 blah? You know, the answer is, number one, you don't necessarily want everybody to know, all your dealings, right? You have to file a contract. People are edim, right? It has a call. If it's about a halva, you may not want everybody knowing that you have other debts. If you give somebody a shtar, right? So there are consequences in terms of what we call shtar chabyadi, my boy, right? Let's say you really did pay back, but you were just, lazy or trusting, and you didn't have him tear up the contract. Meaning, the Bali Tosis asks this question, basically. Like, what's he hiding? Okay, but the point is that there are very excellent reasons for the default, to be that no one is allowed, no third party is allowed to produce a contract without this specific acquiescence of the miskayim. Okay, that's fine and good, right? So why is kinyan suitor any different? We say kinyan bifnei shnayim ve'ein tzarich lamak. So the exception to that is kinyan chalipin, kinyan suitor. That produces an automatic shtar. There is a secondary debate, which is also fascinating. What does that mean? It means that you don't need to consult the mischayiv, right? If two witnesses are there, they can produce a shtar without asking him, without consulting him. And let's say he refuses. We didn't forget about consulting him. He says, and by the way, after the kinyan suitor, he says, and by the way, I don't want there to be a shtar. Can he do that? Right? So that is a debate. Most of the Bali Tosis pretty much all say, if he wants to refuse the writing of a shtar, or preclude the writing of a shtar, he could. Right? The Ramban, and the Day in the Rush, this is Kiddushin Chav Zayin, about Basra Ayin Zayin, that's a sugya in a bunch of places. There are deos in the Rishonim that say even if he does a kinyan sudar and there are witnesses, he cannot stop them from writing a shtar. Wow, that's a pretty interesting halach. Now, that's what the Rambam clearly, as the Nosei Kalim point out, seems to be referring to here. Because what does the Rambam say? Shakinyan b'shtar, a kinyan produces a shtar. The eino edim chasumim al shtar shalom b'gar. What's the Rambam saying? There's no kinyan suitor for a katan in the transaction of a katan because since a kinyan suitor automatically produces a shtar, and you can't have a shtar for a katan, so you can't have a kinyan suitor for a katan. That's how I think it's a Kesef Mishnah, not the Magen Mishnah, reads the Rambam. Whichever, one of the Mishnah brothers, cousins, reads it that way. And then they ask, that's what the Rambam means. But it's one thing to say that a kinyan suitor produces a shtar. Like another, an additional benefit or power of kinyan suitor as opposed to other kinyanim is that it produces a shtar. So you're going to say it's the victim of, but if it can't produce a shtar for a technical reason, that ain't shtar shal adam, ela shal adam gadol, so there's no kinyan suitor either? I mean, the kinyan suitor is a more powerful, right, mode of transaction. Right, it produces a contract, and if for some reason it can't produce the contract, which is an additional strength, it's not going to work at all. I mean, ein adam chosim al shtar shel adam katan is a din in shtaros, presumably, right? Not a din in kinyan sudar, right? Very strange. Oh. So. The Rav used to say in the name of Reb Chaim, and it is the girsa of the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, when this Rambam is quoted, it's quoted in the following way: the ein kinyan b'yadakotan klum, sha kinyan ki shtar, the ein adam chosvim al shtar shel adam gadol. Not bishtar, but kishtar. That, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says. Shulchan Aruch Hoshemish, but that's what it says. However, that's not what it says in the Rambam. And as far as I know, there are no kisveyad of the Rambam. If you look in the Frankel Rambam, he quotes it from the Shulchan Aruch and others. But anyway, that was Reb Chaim's resolution. I think that either way, the explanation of Reb Chaim applies. And then I think we can go back to the old Girsa, which is as follows. As we know from our shtaros, though, those who were here, you know, some years ago, we learned Gittin, right? Talked about shtaros extensively. Why is it that Ein Adam Chosem Al Shtar El Al Shtar Shal Adam Gadol? Because every shtar, right, is by definition a reflection of Das HaMitzchayev. Why? Because every shtar, right, has to contend with the challenge, right, to its very validity of Mipinam Vlom Piksavam. Right? We know that there's, on the one hand, the Torah itself endorses the institution of shtar kiddushin. Every get is a shtar shichror ebed. We know that there are doraisa shtaros in the Torah that work. On the other hand, we have a din doraisa, which says that edus, right, has to be given directly mi pm velo mi piksavam al pi shnayim edim mi pm velo mi piksavam. Right, that's where, you know, Rashi wrote his famous line, right, about, you know, you can't send a deposition, you know, in the mail, right? If somebody sends a edus, you know, by a letter, we throw it out because the problem of the pimbalon piksava, right? So the problem is, how do you ever have a shtar if there's a din of mipimbalon piksava, right? Either you need the presence of edim and oral testimony, right? Or it doesn't work because written testimony is mipiksava. That's the problem. There are different answers to this question. Rambam and Bali Tosis, or Veda Tam in particular. Most of the Bali Tosis and the Balamor, the popular answer in the Rishonim, is that there's a difference between a deposition, mipiksavam. Mipiksavam means when the Edim, on their own initiative, or it doesn't matter if it's an initiative, I shouldn't say that. The Edim merely transcribe their testimony. They send in their testimony. Piksav. That's called the Piksav. A shtar, to use the language of the Balamor, Nivamos, Salam and Aleph and Beis, it doesn't say mi piem vlom piksavo. It says mi piem vlom piksavam. Meaning, a shtar is not the written testimony of the Edim. It's the Das HaMitzchayev, right, which is attested to. It's the Das HaMitzchayev of the Bailim, which is attested to by the Edim. That's what a shtar is. That's not Mipi Ksavam, that's Mipi Ksavo, in a way. Meaning, the yisod of a shtar is Das HaMitzchayev. That's why Ein Adam Chosem Al Shtar Shall Adam Katan, because a Katan doesn't really have Das HaMitzchayev. He's a minor. He doesn't have the capacity to generate that level of commitment. Right? So now, according to the Rambam, we can totally understand, and every word is in its place. Again, if you want to read the Gir Saleh the way the Rav did in the name of Reb Chaim, then the Shulchan Aruch, that's also fine. But you don't need to even anymore. In other words, the way they're reading it is Shah Kinyan Ki Shtar. Kinyan Sudra has something in common with Shtar. Both of them are based on the principle of Gemiras Das of Das HaMitzchayev. But I think the better way to read the Rambam is the way it's actually written. Shah Kinyan Bishtar, meaning what the Rambam is saying, something really profound. How come Kinyan Sudra is the only Kinyan that produces a shtar automatically and no other one does? And, you don't have to add this for the Rambam, but we'll add. And according to some Rishonim, even against the guy's objections. Why? Right? You don't even produce it default in Meshicha and Kesef and Hagbah. Right? And in Kinyan Sudra you produce it automatically and maybe even against his will. What's the answer? The answer is because when you make a Kinyan Sudar, you have Das HaMitzchayev. So you have the means for a shtar. Maybe even automatically. So that's the way to read the Rambam. The Rambam is saying the standards of Kinyan Sudar are like shtar because they produce a shtar. In this case, they won't produce a shtar. That's not the point. We don't care if they really produce the shtar. The fact that a kinyan sudar has the capacity to produce a shtar is indicative that it is a different kind of a kinyan. Right? Whether you are working with a shtar or not. For the same reason that ein edim chosim al shtar shalom el al shtar shalom gadol, that's the very same reason why kinyan sudar doesn't apply to anybody but an adam gadol. Oh. So having said all of that, let's go back to the Rambam. Right? So what do we ask? We ask, how come the Rambam omits kinyan chalipin? Right? What's wrong with kinyan chalipin? And so on. Maybe the answer is that for the Rambam, number one, you really need a ma'isa kinyan in Kiddushin because it isn't just chalosa kinyan that's important. The hagdara of Eirusin is that it's a kinyan. And you therefore need a discernible, objective ma'isa kinyan. Of all kinyanim, right, the one that is the most ubiquitous and most uniform, maybe the most effective, that's sudar, that's true. But the whole point is that it's not midin ma'isa kinyan. It's more midin hischayvus, dasa mischayv, gemiras das. So where you need a ma'isa kinyan, maybe for the same reason that you require kesef shalhana, right, maybe, or maybe those are two different things, but they probably aren't completely unrelated. So that you're not going to get away with a kinyan sudar, but maybe the Rambam doesn't even need to tell you that. That's like so obvious. He's already told you that when he's explained what role kinyan and ma'isa kinyan play in Ishus. So given his own view of what sudar is, both in Perek Hei Hilchos Mechira and especially also in Perek Chavtes and a little bit in Perek Hei Hilchos Avadim, the global view of the Rambam, you know, justifies his having omitted, again, it still could be connected to Rav Huna, his having omitted Chalipin from Hilchos Ishus. Okay. Questions or? Good. Okay.
In a regular case, we make up who's in this guy? A person selling, another person buying. So who would be in this guy?
Well, we discussed this a little bit the other day. Why do you ask who's the Mishayv? Why don't you ask who's the Makne and who's the Kone?
Well, I know who the Makne and the Kone is, but you say
the Makne is the Mishayv.
The Mishayv is the one who has to...
The Makne is always the Mishayv.
The Makne is always the Mishayv?
Yeah. Because he's the one who's giving up something.
The other one's also giving up. He's doing Kesef.
So that's really asking how do you define who's the Kone and who's the Makne? Which is what I said a second ago. Now, I know that because we had this a little bit. Meaning, I think the answer is, when we talked about it a few times this year. One time we talked about it in terms of Talui V'Zavin, right? The Itur says Talui V'Zavin Zvini Zvini, but Talui V'Yavin is not considered Yai, right? So, isn't one man's Mechira another man's Kinyan? But the truth is, the Halacha doesn't assume that that's not true, typically. And they assume, and again, this is all the whole Sugya and Azav also, Tiva, Peira. Meaning, if I'm buying a commodity from you with money, then the Chefza, the Be'en, whatever it is, an Okal, a Kli, a service, right, that is the object of the sale. And the person giving that up is the Makne. The person handing over money is a Kone. What we tried to explain a little bit last week was that maybe that's one of the distinctions between barter, not what we're saying today about Chalipin, but another perspective on Chalipin. The idea, you know, you're changing a para for a chamor. So maybe it's like be'en barter. What I was trying to say was, there, knowing what who's the konim and who's the maknim is much trickier. Maybe there's two konim and two maknim. Or maybe it's whoever initiates the action and does the maisa kinyan, because there, it's much harder to figure out. You know, it's an exchange, it's a barter, that's the whole point. It's not an acquisition or a compensation. But, so that's how we know, typically. And maybe that's the difference between barter and either either how to define the Konen Makna or whether there really is an exclusive one Konen Makna. But we do treat them differently, remember, for certain dinim, sometimes more kal and sometimes more chamor, in things like anus or katan, you know, and so on, the difference between a Konen and a Makna. Yeah.
So the Makna is the one who needs to authorize the Shtar then?
Correct. Correct. He's the Nischayim. Okay, so having said that, let me mention two other things quickly. One is the discussion. Oh, it's getting late. So let me just mention this quickly, and then we'll have one other thing next time we'll move on to Gimel Mibes. There's another way to read the Gemara, a very interesting way, and that is the Ran. The Ran, probably have it in the back. I don't think they have it. Can I also copy it here? The Ran was extremely bothered, like everybody else, by this notion that somehow what was the Havamina of the Gemara, and what was the Maskana of the Gemara. Right. So the way most Rishonim understand it is the Havamina of the Gemara was not that you could be Kaddish Isha with Chalip and Lesser Pruta. That they knew for sure not, right? They thought you could be Mekadosh and Isha with a Kli, which is worth more than a Pruta. And the Maskana is, no, Kivin de Isnayu, but Pachas mi Pruta, lo Mekanya Nafsha. Right? The whole institution, the whole category is tainted. Because, the capacity to do so undermines the whole category.
Do you have it here on page 4?
I do? Oh, good. Okay. And so then you don't even have to... Page 4, line 18. Thank you. So the Ran says, no, that wasn't true. The Hav Amina really was that you can be Mekadosh Isha with a Kli Pachas Mipruta. Right? So look at the Ran. Second. Okay. Line 19? Yeah, no, it starts with 19. I want to find the... Yeah, 1 second. Melichah Karamban. Oh, okay. Look at line 27. Ulefi Daiti, towards the end of the line. Everybody have it? Ulefi Daiti, Shteik Kushos Halalu... Ha'achat meturetzes bechaverta. One is solved by the... There are two questions, and one is solved by the other. Dimikara hachi makshinan. So kedai dechamina shekinin chalipin hu bechlav kicha ksuva bekidushin dechalipin betoris kesef mahani. The Havamina was not that any kinyan from Sade can be plugged in here, but only a kesef kind of kinyan will work, and that chalipin is a kind of a kesef. Ay, the Alpha Gav, the Hashtanami, Svirali, the Chalipin, the Snare, Bapokas Misha Raputa. So, how come, if we thought that this was a kind of a Kesef, how could we square that with the evidence that Chalipin is the Snare, Bapokas Mipruta? Afilahachi, Efshar, Kivan de Beinan Behu, Kli, the Davar, Mitsuyam, Kedisa, the Parakazav, Davar Chashuvu, Alpha Bisha Inoshava Pruta. The Havamina was that even though Chalipin is a form of Kesef, you could be Mekadosh and Isha with a Kli less than a Pruta, because a Kli less than a Pruta as a Davar Chashuv and Davar Mesuyam would work. The Kivin Shekein, Ika Lameimer, the Mitoras Kesef Konin. The words Torah's Kesef are important. Umahadrina, what's the Gemara's answer? The kinin chalipin isa b'chlal ki yikach. Cannot say that chalipin is included in Kesef lagabe Kesef shalisha. The anansadi disha pavim shavim putafin l'bikli shalem lo mekanya nafsha. Hukach vadei kashamar kosev ki yikach ein kinin chalipin b'chlalo she'ilu hoyachein.
Okay,
of almost all, of all the Rishonim, pretty much, the Ran is the only one who thought in the Hava Mina that you can be Mekadosh with a Kli less than a Pruta. Question, of course, is the Mishnah. Right? Aisha Niknes, Machokas Beisilu Beishamai. Beisilu says Bepruta Beisham Bepruta. How could you have a Kli less than a Pruta substitute for a Pruta? Right? But the truth is that there's a famous Rajba, right, in Masachet Shavuos, on this Gemara that they're quoting here, Daf Mem, about Modi B'Miktsas. The Rajba goes further than the Ran. In the Ran, it's the explanation of the Hava Mina of this Gemara, which is fascinating. But the Rajba is Mistapek Lahalacha. Rajba says, I'm Mistapek. The Mishnah says in Azav, in Bava Metzia, that hey Prutosein, there are five examples of a Pruta, right? Me'ila, Gezela, you know, Moda B'Miktsas, Kiddushin, right? There are five examples that they quote. In Bezin Niskokin B'Pokas Mipruta. And the Rajba is Mistapek in some of those cases, whether or not a Kli, which in the marketplace is worth less than a Pruta, would suffice. Now, what's even more interesting in the Rajba is that he doesn't necessarily think, or it's clear that he doesn't think that all these Hey Prutos are Bechada Machta. In other words, it's not, whenever it says a Pruta, that means either a coin, right, that a currency, in other words, worth a Pruta, whatever that means, or a Kli Mesuyam. Rather, he thinks that you might distinguish within the Hey Prutos of the Mishnah, right? For example, you might say that when it comes to, you know, Bezdin, Niskokin, Bepakas Mipruta, one thing, and when it comes, one of them, Spekos, that he has is about Kiddushin. Even the Halacha, he says, I'm Mestapek in Kiddushin, whether or not a Kli less than a Pruta is Mekadish or not. The Ksos, actually, is very upset. So, the Ksos is very upset with this Rajba. Says, I don't understand. Isn't that against the explicit Gemara in Kiddushin of Gimel and Aleph, where the Gemara says that there's no Chalipin, because Chalipin is Snayo B'Pakas Mipruta, right? And therefore, Lo Mekanya. So doesn't the Gemara say explicitly that you can't be Mekadosh with Chalipin because the category allows for less than a Pruta? Are you going to say the category is tainted, but if you actually gave a Kali less than a Pruta, that would be fine? I think there's an answer to that question, but that's the Ksos's question. Then he says, oh, maybe there's a difference between different types of Kalim, you know, maybe a clean Dover Masuyim, not Masuyim, and then a Sivas, the whole discussion, Simin Pei, Zayin, or Pei Ches, in Choshim Ishbat. But what's fascinating is the Rajba's Safek, the Ran's Havamir, and the Rajba's Safek, but especially in a way the Rajba's Safek, even the Halacha. So what do we mean? So what seems to emerge from here, and we'll see that this is a very important motif throughout the first parak, the Kesef topics, and the key line here is the word Toras Kesef. Right? When the Ran's trying to explain this, he says, "Bekivin shekein ikalameimar de mitoras kesef konin." Meaning, the status of a pruta, we'll see this in a few contexts, is something which can be investigated on two levels. Right? One is quantitatively, as an erech, as a shovi. Right? Beis Shammai require a dinar. In Pidgin HaBen, there's a shear of hay slime. Right? In erechin, you know, you say erechi alai, there are different amounts. Right? There's shloshim shel eved. I mean, we have shiurim in the halach, daraisa shiurim, and their quantities. So Beis Hillel's idea is that when it comes to kiddushei isha, the quantity, the quantitative amount, the minimum quantitative amount is a pruta, a shiur pruta. And then you have four other cases of pruta, right, where the same thing, is that the point? Or, shiur pruta doubles, has another function, and that it's the basement, right, for kesef, perhaps. Meaning less than a pruta is not just less than the amount necessary, It doesn't have a sheimamon. Essentially, that's what Tosas here on Gimel and Aleph is saying. Tosas and Gimel and Aleph read this whole sugya saying, we thought that chalipin was a form of kesef, and therefore it should work. Kamash milan, since it obtains of less than a pruta, and less than a pruta isn't a sheimamon, therefore the whole category can't be mamon. So what I'm saying is, what's the din of Shavapruta? Is the Shavapruta like a dinar? It's a shiur? A kamus? Or Shavapruta is shei mamon? So maybe one of the nafkaminas is this Rajba Ran issue. Let's say I have a functional kli, right? On the market, it's worth right now less than a pruta. You would say that it has no shei mamon? Or does the fact that it has value as an object intrinsically give it a shei mamon, even if it's not a shava pruta? Maybe it takes 2 machten to make a pruta, or 20 machten to make a pruta. So its shiur shovi in the shuk is not a pruta. But would you say it has no shei mamon? In which case, with our hey, to use the Rajba's application, hey prutos, maybe some Kli Pachos works and some do not. Some of them are dinim of Shem Kesef, and some of them are dinim of Shir Shavapruta. So that becomes a very important opening, trying to understand a lot of these issues. Was the question? Yeah. Right, so we'll discuss that. What does that mean? That just might mean, not coin, not currency. But does that mean, doesn't necessarily mean a Kli. Right, doesn't necessarily mean, right, it doesn't necessarily mean a Kli. Either.
That's true.
Right. It's other, but we'll discuss Shabbat Kesef. Okay, we'll stop here.